Every year, as December comes to an end and the new year arrives, WUWM reporters head out into the community to profile people making a difference, people perhaps largely unknown to most. In this installment of our Life's Voices series, Latoya Dennis speaks with Josie Veal. For almost 20 years, she dedicated her life to helping underserved communities as a nurse. Veal also teaches at Milwaukee Area Technical College.
My mom, she actually attended Milwaukee Area Technical College. She completed the practical nursing program, and she always worked in geriatrics. So she would come home, and she would tell us stories about the patients she worked for. She would tell us stories about the families that she worked with. So my mom really piqued my interest in nursing. I always just thought nursing was going to be the career choice for me, and so I've never pursued anything at the college level other than nursing. You have your scientific side, and that you need to be knowledgeable about what's going on with the patient in order to take care of them, and then you have your caring side, where you just get to be human. You're doing for them what they would do for themselves if they could. Sometimes patients just need a voice to listen to their concerns outside of family members. Sometimes you're the advocate to actually work with the family so they better understand how that patient feels about what's going on with them. You spend so much time with the patient. You know, nurses are there in the morning. Nurses are there at night. Nurses are there when we're toileting the patient, when you're helping to feed the patient. One of the joys of nursing is that you get to touch many lives. I've actually worked with clients who are developmentally delayed. I've worked in a correctional setting at a county jail. My most difficult position has always been when I worked as a sexual assault treatment nurse. They're seeing a lot of people interacting with them. It could be police officers. We're meeting them at a time that's so difficult and sensitive. The other thing about the sexual assault was it's not just adults. That was a very challenging, difficult position for me. I tend to work with patients that many may see as disadvantaged. My background as an African American, my background as a minority student or a minority person in healthcare definitely guides my practice. It gives me a different perspective, or it changes the lens in which I see things that patients experience or how they experience them or even how they translate their experiences. For me, it's very important to live in an environment that you work in, play in. So I actually live in a neighborhood called Walnut Way. It's very important to me that the mission of my neighborhood organization is something that speaks to me. People will say, you live in a neighborhood that's crime-ridden, or you live in a neighborhood that the housing values have been perceived as low. There's a certain socioeconomic status that as soon as I say 16th and North Avenue, people automatically respond like, you live where? I was purposeful in the schools that I selected. I'm purposeful in teaching here at MATC. The impact of this institution, the students that graduate from this institution, the impact they have on the community is purposeful. It's intentional. As an African-American PhD educated nurse, I've not did anything that is so astronomical that it can't be done by any single child that has that desire. I talk to actually kids as young as elementary age. I've taught nursing assistant programs for students who are high schoolers at North Division. So again, North Division is a high school in my community. I'm not going to say I ever saw myself as a teacher in front of the classroom, but I saw it as the opportunity, again, to have a voice to touch students and let them know more about what a nurse really does, and sort of to help students transition from the classroom to the clinical setting. What do I get in return? Just the joy of knowing you had the opportunity to touch someone, to know that you had the opportunity to make a difference. At the end of the day, I think that's the human side of just being a person. Just, you don't want to go through life and not have had the opportunity to make a difference.